Hey, Russ.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
Hey, what do you
I'm
want,
good.
Cohen?
I want to talk to Gord, not you.
All right.
So here's the thing.
How's Perla and Simarina?
Perla's doing great. I do have an update. My wife doesn't hate the name Simarina. It just wasn't in the running. That was clarification.
Okay, that's better. We're getting there. So you're saying there's a chance.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Now, the other part is, what more can we dissect? It's interesting because everyone's waiting now. Is there going to be a player that dad's going to post a video of him smoking a bong or something? You know what I mean? Like just like in the NFL, what happened? It's almost, you know, you keep going over and over and over and over. And I guess we'll have to wait till see what happens, obviously, next Friday. But just to pick up, we chatted about teams that you see most likely to possibly trade down, because we mentioned the Edmonton Oilers seemed to be a candidate that way, or yeah, one or two teams in the, you know, through 16 to 30 that seem, you think, particularly active to move up.
I still think the Flyers want to move up. I'm pretty sure they're going to be talking about that. What's interesting is now a lot of these teams wanting to move down, I think they're finding out that the trade price is so high just to get into that. Even if they're trading down, they're not getting what they want, and it's not worth it to trade down and miss out what they're going to get. Then I don't know if we're going to see a lot of trading down out of those top spots. I don't even think we're going to see any trading now in those top spots. I think the waters were tested on that, and the price was too high. But as far as like a team like the Flyers, I could see moving up. I could also see the Rangers trying to move into the first round. They're talking about there's some names bandied about, and maybe, you know, that's something they would do. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of moving down now. I just have a feeling that teams are looking at the pool and they're seeing how it's settling. Like, as an example for Edmonton, I just, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm them, I step up there and I take a defenseman. I don't care if Pierre-Luc Dubois is on the board. I'll take, if I was the GM, I would take Ole Ullevi. And I would say, you know what, he's still going to be a top pairing defenseman. We need that. We won't get him next year, but that's okay. We'll wait for him.
I agree. I mean, there's, you know, go ahead and take the D-man. They need D-man.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And you're basically, you know, okay, fine. Central Scouting Bureau, whoever it is, this, that, and the other thing, polls. Your D-men are at 6, 7, and whatever, 9, 10.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're at 4. Okay. Is it going to kill you to take a guy that's, you know, ranks? Although, you know, the Matt Tkachuk thing, if he's there, others would argue, oh, God, how do you pass up a kid with his size and that element that they really don't necessarily have?
But the other part,
you have, like, Taylor Hall, right? Like, I just think at some point you do have to look at organizational needs, knowing that you're in a cap world. You can't trade for these top defensemen.
Yep.
And so I think that's, you know, just something you have to look at. Now, if you're looking for something sort of a surprise, I did just a top 10 mock draft for a website recently, and I had Vancouver taking Logan Brown 5th. And the reason I had them taking him there is I think at the end of the day, if I were Vancouver and I were looking at the situation, I'm going with the big centerman that I know plays center for life rather than Pierre-Luc Dubois, who I think can play center in the NHL, but may end up playing wing. And so I think that could elevate Logan Brown. I think there could be a team that just says, you know what, we just need a big centerman, and this kid fits all the qualifications.
We just had Garth Snow on, Russ, and he says they don't really have the assets like a second rounder, this and that, to package to move up.
Yeah.
But when I mentioned Travis Hamonic's name, he did not mention Travis Hamonic's name back in the answer. So if you read between the lines, boy, oh boy, if Travis wouldn't mind going to Edmonton, there's a 4th overall pick sitting there.
Yeah, I think that would get it done with a little bit more, like just another pick.
Yeah, they don't have a second rounder this year, but, you know, they could throw one in from the following year. Yeah.
Yeah, you give them one for next year.
But a little mysterious there.
It is a little mysterious, although Travis said he's staying now, right? So now you kind of wonder, has something changed again? And that's the thing. We don't know in life, right? Things, situations change for people, and we don't know. You know, following up what Gord said earlier, though, it's amazing that with the NHL draft, for as long as I've covered it, we don't get these pictures of guys with bongs on and whatever to sort of ruin a kid's draft value right before the draft. It really doesn't happen in the NHL. And it's not because the kids are boring. I think it's really just because they're brought up right. I just think it's a different kind of upbringing. They're used to getting shuttled around from rink to rink to rink, which is a bit humbling no matter who you are and how good you are. And then a lot of them are still from blue-collar families. I think it's a whole mix.
Well, and, you know, just to even bring on a bigger scale, having, you know, kids that are quite soon 17 and 13 at my end, and Simmer's got a teenager as well. I'm not sure your situation beyond the dogs, but
just dogs.
Yeah, so just I know I golfed with the guy last year. It's not exactly a lightning bolt I'm passing on, but he mentioned he's with a big company, and they have, you know, they hire lots and lots of people, but they go back into that stuff. It's not admissible in court, but they dig all that stuff up. And even if you're underage and you posted something or did something, they've decided, I think he said four situations that they were going to offer someone employment, and based on what they found, they didn't. And so, I mean, it's just a killer nowadays that you do something, even at 16 or whatever. And, yeah, it comes back to not just in the sports world, but in general, bite you in the ass.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, everything's under a microscope, and you have to just I think luckily these kids are pretty well coached for things like that now. And so while we're in this great media age, I think they're already on top of it and know how to deal with it.
Yeah, just excuse Simmer's selfies that he sends you. You know, that's all. That's just a one-shot thing. Hey, but the other part to go back to about trading down. And also, it's funny, Simmer, I wonder if Garth Snow is listening to you going, man, I didn't read between the lines that way. But just, you know, you pick up what he said. It's not inaccurate at all. But I also say that, boy, if you're Edmonton and you really want someone, you got to be careful you don't screw around with that pick. Like, you get too cute and, you know, move four or five down. And then the guy, you know, so I have no idea what they're thinking. But that also has to come into play as well. If you really are super sweet on somebody, then you don't want to mess it.
Yeah, there's no question, and let's just say they do target defense. So if they're going to choose that, let's say their top three on their board are Yolevi, Chychrun, and Sergachev in some way, shape, or form, you don't want to move out of the range where those guys are out of it, because you're right. You never know when there's going to be a run on defensemen. For all we know, there could be a run on 4, 5, and 6. Even though none of us are predicting that, it doesn't matter because – you know, once something like that starts, there is a little bit of an avalanche where all of a sudden the teams below say, oh, we now can't wait for this guy. He's not coming to us. We're going to have to either move up or we're just going to have to, you know, if they have a pick there, we're just going to have to take him here. But we didn't plan on it. We planned on somebody else. Those kinds of things do occur. They don't occur a lot. But there's, you know, to me, there's like five exceptional D-men in this draft. And then after that, I think you have guys you have to work on that have talent, a decent amount of talent, but you have to work on them.
Just as a side note, I think Tkachuk or Dubois would look really good in an Islanders sweater. The three D-men that are near the top, Sergachev, Yulevi, Chychrun, who do you pick first, bud?
I go with Yulevi. I think he is the least sexy, the least flashy. But when you look up, he's always got a couple of assists. When you look up, he's always made really just tremendous defensive plays that sometimes go unnoticed. He makes great long passes. He's physical, and he'll definitely have a little more room to get a little bigger, a little wider. I go with him. He's already got a pedigree. I really like his safe, simple game, and I think it will translate very well.
We'll get to chat with you one more time before the actual draft. Do you agree with the assessment as we look back at 2005 and, you know, Carey Price went high and that was a great pick, but goaltenders are funny animals in the first round. A lot of people think there won't be a goaltender draft in the first round.
Yeah, I don't think there will be either. That year I would have put Price too because I got to witness him in the Calder Cup and I knew about him before that and I really was sold on him as well. I don't think there should be a goalie in the first round. Not that there's nobody deserving, but just at the end of the day, if I'm a team, let's say I'm picking 27th, am I really going to take a goalie or should I really just sort of bolster up my defense core and then I'll risk it in the second round where I could choose still from almost the entire goalie pool and still now I've got that defenseman? Like, I just think that's how teams are going to think because nowadays you can't have enough defensemen, right? We keep talking about it.
You know what else is a funny animal is that cute little doggy Simarina.
Simarina's not little. She's 90 pounds. She's a Great Pyrenees.
Oh, wow.
Well, we'll get an update on her next week, I guess, whether we want to or not.
Even more appropriate.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't put her back in the draft. We'll see what gives.
No, she is ours forever. She's off the market.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Russ, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, boys.